Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The IMF and World Bank's own plans that have been out for over 2 years admit that the real world paradigm financially is about big corporations controlling government, using government to confiscate the middle class wealth, transferring it to private corporations through the government pipeline. Then the government brings in policies that destroy the middle class, even destroy blue collar jobs. Then the government comes in and gets everybody on welfare or gets everybody into the system where you have to work for them. And if they can't do that, they'll get you in the criminal justice system or the psychiatric system, or now with the new national draft that has been introduced for 2 years in Congress and they're pushing to pass now. And again, so you wouldn't build opposition to this, even after the bills were introduced, they would just deny it over and over again, but here they are calling for it. It's amazing. This is very, very, very serious. They lied to us about the war, got us into it, and now say, we can't get out, we got to stay. And so it'll be our troops under you in command, by design, breathing depleted uranium, taking experimental vaccines, and 18 to 49 in some of these new drafts, you'll have to serve domestically as a slave as well and take all the shots and do everything they say. This is no different than press gangs, the British going back for 400 years, would just go into a town and grab some, 10-year-old boys, cock them on the head, and then drag them off to the ship. The government allowed it. That was how they drafted you. There's no difference. There's no difference with what they're doing now. That's all the draft is. And they hold up a socialist like Bill Clinton and go, oh, he was a draft dodger. You got to be for the draft. No, Bill Clinton went to foreign countries and burned the American flag. These wars are all frauds. They're all big scams. The liberals are all for it. The Democrats always get us in these wars. Bill Clinton was for the draft. He tried to get it moving forward in his last year in office. George Bush is for it. The AWOL socialist. This is the reality. What do you think about it? Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Pennsylvania. Scott, go ahead.
Alex, thank you very much. I enjoy your program.
Thank you.
I can tell everybody that I was not screened at all. All I said is to Scott from Massachusetts. A couple of notes I have here, Alex. As far as the draft, I think we should start with the Bush daughters and send them over to Fallujah right away. That's the first thing we should do. As far as slavery goes, we're so enslaved right now. What is slavery? Slavery is when you take the fruit of somebody's labor, you confiscate it before they even get it. And that's exactly what our Federal Reserve government is doing, is confiscation, and it's slavery. And that, you know, I believe, Alex, that it's a Zionist cabal and it's a Luciferian Masonic Illuminist elitism that's going on, that's carrying out this cabalic.
Well, I'll say this. I mean, the globalists control every major group out there, the Protestants, the Jews, the Catholics, to a great extent, the Muslims. The globalists have infiltrated all the power structures.
Exactly.
That's their business, is infiltration control. But I'll go back to what you said about the Bush daughters.
Right.
To send your daughter to the depleted uranium fields is good and wonderful. But that's actually a threat you just engaged in, to say send the Bush daughters into harm's way and to let them breathe depleted uranium. That's a threat. See, it's doublethink. It's good for us. It's bad for them.
Alex, the
yes.
Bottom line is that we are an enslaved people, and if we look at the slavery that existed in this country previous to our revolution against the British, I dare anyone to come out with evidence that they were more enslaved at that point than we are today.
We are certainly more enslaved. Great call. I agree with you, Scott. I appreciate the call. I don't agree specifically with you about one group running it all. It's just evil people, regardless of what color they are or where they're from. Walt, Ralph, Jeff, Eric, and others, you're up next. Again, wide open phones, taking a lot of your calls. InfoWars.com's got a lot of new info on it.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Think of the call of these people. Orrin Hatch comes out and he says he wants Arnold Schwarzenegger to be the president. Wants to let a foreigner be our president. That's real conservative. We've got Hagel, another globalist, another Bilderberg Group member, saying, oh yeah, all these draft bills, we need to pass them, make Americans serve and see what it's like. I mean, really arrogant statements. Got to pay our fair share. Got to get in there. Got to go breathe the depleted uranium. Got to go take all the experimental shots. Got to be fed the rotten food by Halliburton. Got to be shot at by all of Bush's business partners. Also, they can sell weapons and have a big political diversion. This is about enslaving you. The terrorism, the war, it's all about taking your freedoms. They're killing America. These people are out of control. Now there's been another suicide bombing again, kills... Now they're saying over 68 in southern Iraq. Another big bombing in the capital city of Saudi Arabia. And just gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And now they want him to go into all these other countries. The neocons have got 60 more on the hit list. And it's a 100-year war, and it's never going to end. And with other wars, they take a few liberties, but rather the war, you know, the liberties would be demanded back by the citizens. But Not with this one. They're saying it's never going to change. The terror attacks are just going to get bigger. And you better pass the Patriot Act. You better expand it, or the terrorists are going to get you. So if you criticize the Patriot Act, when they blow something else up, see, they can say, see, it's your fault. See, it's your fault. To have the killers themselves going, you better pass this. You better do this, or the terrorists are going to get you. See? See? The terrorists attacked us. It's all your fault. You did it. You did it. You did it. I've heard the neocons for years going, you just wait till the next big attack. Oh, you are going to learn. You're going to go into the camps. We're going to take all your freedoms. It's going to be your fault. You're going to allow Al-Qaeda to attack us. It's your fault. Your fault. Al-Qaeda, CIA, the FBI was ordered to leave them alone, threatened to be arrested. They had all the drills of it happening. The CIA did it on the morning of 9/11 as a way to have NORAD stand down. All these public officials got warned. They flew the bin Ladens out of the country. They met with bin Laden. That's admitted. It's all staged. Bush Sr. having breakfast with the heads of the, you know, the bin Laden family on 9/11, the morning of it. On and on and on and on. They did this. This is theater. And everything we said would happen is happening. Our troops under UN command dying endlessly. Tens of thousands of them. They're going to laugh at you. And every time you complain, they'll blow something else up and go, see, we got to run your life. Let the nice men in black ski masks tell you what to do. We're the good guys. We're going to scan and watch everything you do. This is freedom. And the TV shows tell us torture's good, the Bill of Rights is bad, secret executions are good. We're all being mutated. And in the midst of all of this, they're on the news going, every gun owner needs a microchip. It's being discussed. We're in the Twilight Zone, people. Let's go ahead and talk to Walt. Walt, where are you calling us from?
From Michigan, Alex.
Welcome.
How you doing, brother?
I don't know. Am I getting my points across? I mean,
yes,
I'm not trying to scare people. I'm actually holding back.
You're doing an excellent job, Alex. Don't let them get to you, brother.
It's not getting to me. I just know. I can just tell. Everything's very close right now.
You mentioned something about the cops, them forcing them to have chips in their hands to shoot their revolvers. Remember
yes.
how that Walmart was going to put chips in all their clothes and they disable the chip in all the clothes as they go through the scanners?
Exactly. Well,
well here's the thing. Here's what I was thinking.
Of course it isn't going to work.
Here's what I'm thinking. See, these cops, okay, they suspect that they're not going to cooperate and go along with the program. All they got to do is use low Earth orbit satellites to disable the chips in their pistol and in their hand, and they're dead in the water. There's no
well,
way
to
defend
themselves.
That's
why the Tampa police said they're not going to go along with it just a few weeks ago because of that. I mean, they're not. But look. The point is, before they announced how every child needs. Look, let me go over the timeline for people. 6-7 years ago, I'd have former top Pentagon people on who were designing the chips in the 70s about the plan. I got Army War College documents. I warned everybody, the Army War College bribe, we're going to sell this to you as a fad. The people will accept it for security. Then they use this front company, Applied Digital, to start promoting it. But right before they promoted it, for a month, they just, oh, kidnappings everywhere. The children aren't safe. What are we going to do? Actual kidnappings were way down. I predicted. I said, watch. You're about to see a massive promotion of the implantable chip. They're about to roll it out. No one had done that yet. People said, you're nuts. You're nuts. You know, they'll never promote a chip in the hand. And I said, you watch. I've never seen them promote kidnapping like this on all the channels 24-7, saying there's an epidemic. They're going to come. And then suddenly they had national chipping on TV with Applied Digital, with the family getting it. Sean Hannity says every child needs it. All these mayors come out and say children need it. A Time magazine for kids in the schools say every child needs it. And boom, just as – how did I know that? Because I've learned – look, how did I know 9/11 was about to attack? Because they said – they said, here's bin Laden. He's about to get you. We got to go into Afghanistan. He's about to hit us. And then, of course, he hits us. It's all scripted to scare you beforehand.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll tell you something, Alex. All it is, in my opinion, what I see is nothing more than the Antichrist system that has come into play. God's word had prophesied 2,000 years ago.
But George Bush is a Christian. We've got
to
take
well,
the chip.
He's Illuminati. He's a Satanist. We know that.
He's an admitted.
Look, I
got to add this. C-SPAN, when they attacked me for over an hour, they got the professor on, and he goes, the wildest thing that these people think, and Alex Jones thinks, The wildest thing is that there's a group that wants a new world order. They're all over TV saying it. Yeah. Then he gets into, well, what about Skull and Bones? Oh, it's no big deal. We have video that's aired on national TV of a satanic ritual. None of this is deniable. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, is it all of these Illuminati bloodline families that he's part of are all Satanists.
His cousin, Kerry.
Multi-generational, and Kerry is too. And the issue is, what we're seeing is the emergence of the Antichrist. He's not very far from controlling everything globally, Alex. We're right with you as far as opposing them. And to my last breath, I will. Okay, and I'm sure a lot of folks are listening or feel the same way.
And they're going to use terrorism and the fear of it to get us all to submit to it.
Well, it talks about in Revelation about fear. Young men's hearts shall fail them because of fear. And fear is the biggest tool that these monsters use to keep people in line.
It goes about like a lion roaring
lion.
Seeing who he may devour.
Yeah, but the elect, God's elect, that Paul talks about in his letters, God's chosen them, and none of them shall perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of the Father's hand. And that's in one of the Gospels.
And it talks about the Christians going through this, but everybody cops out and says, oh, no, we're not going to go through this.
Well, in my opinion, this is just my way I believe about what you just said, is the body of Christ is going to be a separate event, and the Apostle Paul covers the body of Christ as far as the appearing of Christ for the body.
All right, thanks for the call. I know this, though. People thought Hitler was the Antichrist in Germany, didn't fight him. Rwandans, when they were being murdered, thought it was the end of the world. People in China, when they killed 50 million, thought it was. We have to fight this evil. We have to come against it. We have to say no to it. And they wouldn't be getting away with this. We could get a reprieve. That happened many times in history. A reprieve if we stood up and repented. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Ralph in Rhode Island. Ralph, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? You
good.
Doing, God bless you. You're doing a fantastic job. Listen, I'm not the brightest light bulb on the tree, but I got a question for you. I got a friend, and I believe everything that's been said here.
Well, please don't. I want you to check out what I said.
I do. I did. I've been on your website, and it's just remarkable. They flew the planes through the building. There's no doubt about it in my mind. Anyways, I have a friend, and he's good people, but he's kind of skeptical about the living hijackers. And my question to you was, he had asked me, well, why don't you call Alex and ask him to do interviews with the living hijackers over in Saudi Arabia or wherever they are.
We have a very small staff, and we have gotten a lot of people on from foreign countries. That's a good idea. Here's the deal. BBC and others have reported that they're still alive. Then the FBI was even forced last year to go, okay, we got the names wrong. But then we go, well, how come passports fell out of the sky then? Unburned. So this is all admitted. It's just, again, like a back burner story. It's like me getting up here saying they had drills of flying planes in the buildings. Oh, that's ridiculous. Well, I had the Pentagon's own report, you know, for 2 years, and it comes out on Monday, USA Today. So, again, your friend just isn't looking in our 9/11 archive. There's got to be 15 articles about the hijacker still being alive.
Yeah, I put them on letsroll.com and your website, Infowars.com.
Is Let's Roll your website?
No, that's not my website. I put it on. I gave him the address to.
Well, good.
Let's Roll, and he was in there. He seen the missile on the belly of the plane.
Yeah, we brought that story out over a year ago. Yeah,
I know.
I'm glad they did too. But you can go read Paul Watson's detailed report at PrisonPlanet.com.
So that's the best way to do it, is tell him it's been reported in some PrisonPlanet.com.
Well, yeah, it's not reported by PrisonPlanet.com. We post the mainstream news articles in an archive.
Oh, okay, I get you.
Then the FBI responded and said, okay, we got the names wrong, but then nobody asked how they did that. Thanks for the call.
Keep the faith.
Yeah, thank you. Let's jam another one in here. Jeff in Louisiana, go ahead.
Jeff from Louisiana. Hey, Alex, what is the one word that is not in the King James Bible, and you will not find it there?
What word?
Tyrant. Tyrant, tyranny, does not appear anywhere in the King James Bible. You know how many times it appears in the Geneva Bible?
How many times?
Over 400 times.
Okay.
King James saw the Geneva Bible as subversive. That's why he commissioned the King James Bible. So everybody, I mean, Christian, the way I see it is Christians should be reading the Geneva Bible. And not only that, they should be going back and reading Adam.
Stay there.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Deborah, it seems like every time I turn around, it's somebody's birthday, anniversary, wedding, graduation, or some other special event, and I'm running out of ideas.
You know, Gail, I used to feel that way too. Well, then a friend suggested this really great website at www.yourgiftsong.com. Yeah, she said that's what she did for her sister's birthday. Yourgiftsong.com customized a song for her, and she loves it so much she plays it for everybody.
How do I do something like that the next time I need a gift?
Well, just go to www.yourgiftsong.com and they'll do the rest. Yourgiftsong.com will send the CD with a personalized photo on it, and the CD is placed in an elegant wooden case to keep it for years.
What a great idea!
Sure is. So if you're looking for something special to say, I care, visit yourgiftsong. That's www.yourgiftsong.com.
So yourgiftsong.com is perfect because Mother's Day is coming up, oh, then Father's Day, then Tom's graduation.
You know, I want to get into this Oklahoma City videotape. The videotape showing McVeigh with the feds and others. And Danny Deffenbaugh and others from the FBI trying to cover all this stuff. I want to go through that and back into some of the other news here. But let's continue with your calls quickly. I'm going to go to you guys quick. Finish up what you're saying real fast, Eric.
Jeff.
Okay, Jeff, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, well, I was saying the word tyrant does not appear anywhere in the King James Bible. Tyranny does not appear there.
What word do they translate it instead of?
Okay. No, it was written out because King James, James I of England, did not want it there. He did not want the notes in the King James Bible that he commissioned that were in the Geneva Bible, which was very popular.
I'll check that out. Thanks for the call. Let's now talk to Eric in Connecticut. Eric, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call. I've got a great neocon picture graphic. I'll send you it at tips at Infowars.com. I wanted to throw a couple of words of encouragement your way. Just the fact that they're doing these hit pieces on you and John Paul Joseph Watson tells me that there is a degree of effectiveness here. I think the public, many of the public, are getting a lot more skeptical of the official line of 9/11, of a lot of these other exercises of the Hegelian dialectic that these globalists have pulled. I mean, if somebody had come to me 5 years ago and told me that George Bush engaged in satanic rituals, that the government would be capable of carrying out something like 9/11, I probably would have laughed in their face. But as time has gone on, yes, I have checked out what you've said. There was a time when I was very skeptical about the things that you talked about. I have to say that. But I looked into it, I dug into it, and guess what? It's real. It's true. So I think there's a real, these globalists are panicking. They're scared. There was an interesting article in of all things, the National Enquirer, which I'll admit is not exactly the most...
let me tell you about that. For 20 garbage articles, they'll put an article about a plan to put chips in you by the government. Then when we talk about it, it's discredited, even when it's in other mainstream newspapers. That's a tactic they use. Go ahead.
Yes, absolutely. Well, they did have this article about Bush and Kerry, how they're cousins, how Kerry's got more royal blood than Bush. But
that came from CBS News and the Associated Press, but then by putting it in there, it discredits it.
Okay, well, there is a fact that the candidate with the most royal blood usually wins.
Yeah, they've done those studies.
Okay, and Bush is going to panic because he doesn't have as much royal blood. What's he going to do between now and November to ensure his election? That's my question.
Well, it's all a stage deal. I mean, Kerry and Bush have the exact same policies, just different rhetoric. Thanks for the call. Rice tells us there are terrorists are about to hit. Bush says, if you don't give me more Patriot Act, terrorists are going to get you. It's real simple. You know, the guns to your head, do what I say, or the terrorist is going to get you. We point out, well, you work with the terrorists. You fund them. You protect them. Shut up. Don't engage in conspiracy theories. It's real simple, folks. Hitler blew up the Reichstag right after being elected to get martial law going in Germany. Our government did the same thing. Real simple. We have official government plans called Northwoods calling for 9/11-style attacks. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to KC in New York. KC, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Welcome.
Hi. I have a little bit of information I got in the mail Friday that I thought you might be interested in.
Okay.
It's a letter from the Department of Motor Vehicle here in New York State, and it says that they are requiring my Social Security number now, and if I don't comply in 15 days, they're going to suspend my license.
Which the federal law says no one can ask for that number except for the Social Security Administration, but they all violate federal law publicly, showing that laws are all selectively enforced.
Correct. And I suspect this letter comes from my visit there a few months back. I had to retitle and re-register my car when my husband left. And on the title application, a woman asked me for my Social Security number, and I told her I'm not giving it to her. I said, number one, I'm not supposed to give it out for ID or any other reasons except for Social Security. Number two, with all the ID theft in the world, you think I'm going to give you my number. She says, well, I can't process this paper without some numbers in those boxes. I said, I'll give you some numbers. So I took the pen and I wrote 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I said, there. So she processed it. I got my title. I got my registration. And now I got this letter in the mail 6 months later.
Yeah, to own a car, you've got to have your beast number in there, and now it's going to be to buy a hamburger.
Well, this one here gave me 15 days to comply.
By the way, they're going to have a file. They're going to have in a file everything you buy, everything you do, and if you're buying too many fattening foods, then you selectively will be taxed through the National ID card. That is the Commerce Department and the Agriculture Department official. This is the level of micromanagement we're all going to live under. Nothing to do with terrorism. Total control. Thanks for the call. Now, it's horrible, KC. We'll come back and take more of your calls at 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I occasionally do this. Just take calls straight through the broadcast.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melon, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, my name is Sandra. I'm taking the Collagenate from Vim and Vigor. I've lost 20 pounds. I have much better energy, and my sleep is better.
Hi, my name is Marcia. I've been taking Vim and Vigor. It's done tremendous help for the bursitis in my thumb, and I've also lost 35 pounds.
Hi, I'm Ron. I'm taking Collagenate from Vim and Vigor, and I have taken 20 pounds off and 6 inches off my waist. It works.
What are you waiting for? Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. Collagenate is different than the other stuff. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, which means a leaner, healthier you. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. That's 1-800-622-8446. 1-800-622-8446.
Call today. Okay, here's the deal. I'm going to take five more calls, then I'm going to cover news, some of the news we haven't detailed yet for the final 15 minutes or so. I never had a call like this one. I'm glad to get a call from her. Marcia Paugh, the wife of Pastor Butch Paugh, a talk show host here on this network, has joined us. And Marcia, what's going on?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just looking forward to this weekend we have coming up. I'm going to miss you all, but we understand why. I'm all right, that's all I'll say. I just wanted to call real, try to be brief here. That's bitch, I can't do that. But had a call from, second call from Right to Life last night. And when they called before, I told them we could no longer support them financially because every brochure we got from state or national had Bush's picture plastered all over the front. And I said, I can't support that. And he said, well, I have the national light for right in front of me. He's there signing the bill, whichever one's up right now, you know, with the, and I said, yes, my husband's very well informed in that and told him, you know, what Bush done. And I said, but we can't support it because I said, as he signs that, he's killing millions of children in Iraq. I said he's caused the death.
Yeah, it's like Hitler signing a document saying, I'm going to reprieve 1% of the Jews. And you go, oh, Hitler, you're so nice. And then people
exactly.
Say, well, it's piecemeal at least. The point is, exactly. Is Bush cut abortion funding of the UN by $87 million. Then he increased their total UNESCO funding over the next 5 years by $3 billion, which most of that is used for abortion. So it was actually a major increase. It's all smoke and mirrors.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Exactly. It's like when they got the prisoner that they just found that we know they had longer than they did. You could tell that from looking. They showed the pictures over and over and over, and in the meantime, they were passing Patriot Act too. You know, that weekend.
Yes,
and
you
know, we see those things, and as I pursued to tell him, you know, I said, he's even caused the death of Christians, I said, in the United States.
Well,
said,
Bush,
well
does have FEMA.
Said,
Bush does have FEMA out promoting that all Christians are terrorists. And
I told Butch, I said, whatever tapes our phones, probably going beep, 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 beep now. Because I said, I very well plain told him that Bush was as much behind the Twin Towers and the loss of lives there. I said, there are over 800 Christian, godly men, women, and adult children that are imprisoned wrongfully, most of them without any reason to be there, and are facing life sentences in this country.
I hear you.
And he said it was illegal to be a Christian in Iraq, but now since we went over there, it's illegal. It's legal. I said, what does legality got to do with being Christ-like?
Well, number one, that's not true, and I appreciate Marcia.
But I just really wanted to, I'm going to let you go. I know you're like Butch. You've got so much to get in there. Alex, we appreciate. We love you all so much.
Well, thank
thanks
you.
Thanks for what you're doing, and thanks for being there for Butch at the times he's needed you, and we appreciate you very much.
Thanks
for being a partner in the battle.
You bet. God bless you. Take care. A really nice lady. You know, I've got the article here in front of me where the Supreme Court's hearing these arguments about grabbing citizens with no criminal records and no evidence and wanting to indefinitely, for years and years, hold them without even having a military tribunal. And everybody's going, ooh, the Supreme Court justices are criticizing Bush. Oh, they're going to have a good ruling. No, what they're doing is going, we demand at least a military tribunal. We demand at least you have this kangaroo trial. So then that makes you think they're doing something. It's nothing but smoke and mirrors. It's nothing but theater. The federal Supreme Court we've got is ruling for gun control, is ruling for open borders, is ruling according to UN mandates, has butchered the Fourth and Fifth Amendment in the last 3 weeks. And so they sit up there, and we're openly talking about people that just disappear into Camp X-Ray that's being radically expanded. Now, the real torture and death goes on at camps our government has in Jordan, in Egypt, in Afghanistan. That's where the real stuff's going on. I mean, it's bad enough at Camp X-Ray. I mean, for weeks they put goggles on somebody, a gag in their mouth, weird body suits with their hands and mittens tied together on their knees. Try sitting on your knees with your legs back behind you for 5 minutes. That's a very serious form of torture. And, these guys die and they go, oh, they committed suicide. And they've now admitted, mainstream news, that they have prostitutes come in, and if you have children listening, have them close their ears. They have prostitutes come in who are menstruating and force sex on them. That's the Associated Press. That's a form of torture because it's to a Muslim. That's very unclean to anybody, that is. This is the type of bizarre stuff, and it turns out they're not even Taliban or Al-Qaeda in that base. The Taliban and Al-Qaeda were CIA, 8,000 of them flown out by George Bush. That's New Yorker Magazine, Times of London, Associated Press, in my videos. So it's all theater. It's about creating, the blood cement. Hitler would send his SS for training at a death camp. Then after that, they'd engage in evil together. They'd follow any order. Our troops, are there torturing the living daylights out of people. Then you turn on the news and torture's good. You turn on the fiction broadcast. The entertainment is torture every episode. I don't watch much TV. Every time I turn it on, they're torturing somebody. It's just everywhere. It's a big deal. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to, I guess up next, we'll go to Phil in England. Phil in England, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I just wanted to mention that Dick Cheney visited his favorite country recently, China. But it's also emerged that...
And they're having to arrest even more people now because, quote, Al-Qaeda's a threat, and so China's cracked down on Christians. So see, every country, the boogeyman is Al-Qaeda. They got to take everybody's rights. Go ahead.
Yeah, but it's also emerged that the North Korean leader, on his first official visit out the country for God knows how many years, also was in Beijing recently.
Yeah, I have the article. At the very same time that Dick Cheney is there with the Chi-Coms, the North Korean leader scurries up there.
Exactly.
To meet his buddy that had Rumsfeld give him nuclear reactors.
So you think they're doing some business?
Of course they are.
That's terrible. I also wanted to mention that they're setting something up. They're setting up the Iran offensive and the Syrian offensive on the Israeli intelligence propaganda site Debka. They're sort of blaming Iranian forces for the Iraqi spring offensive. So you can see they're sort of going to the next stage now.
And coming up with the national draft, are they discussing the draft in England?
There's not much talk of the draft in England at all, but I have been reading about it, and yeah, it does seem to me as if they're sort of going in stages. It's putting floating things out there.
Well, they've been denying it for 2 years after it's been introduced officially, but now they're openly saying we've got to have it. We've got to learn to serve.
But of course, you've also been talking about the Pentagon drills, and that was on the front page of CNN yesterday, and you were talking about that 2 years ago, so.
Look, that's what's so frustrating. I'm watching murdering serial killers carrying out terror attacks in three-piece suits standing up there telling us how they're our saviors. I mean, it's just so sick. It's like, it'd be like Henry Lee Lucas at a press conference telling the victims' families, I'm going to stop the guy that's doing all these killings. They would, they would tear him apart.
Yeah, and also, now these days, I can't really tell the difference between DrudgeReport.com and Infowars.com.
Well, I tell you, it's this is about what it comes down to. This is what it comes down to. It'd be like Charlie Manson running a press conference explaining how he was going to take our freedoms to keep us safe. I mean, it's the people are much worse than Charlie Manson. And I have to sit there and watch the killers pose as our saviors. It's driving me up the wall.
But this is all over the mainstream media now. Things you were talking about 2 years ago is all over the mainstream media. 911, everything, all over the mainstream media. So it goes to show.
But they're having to do damage control. There's always a spin on it.
Exactly.
See, they didn't talk about the drill on 9/11 of flying hijacked jets into buildings by the CIA that was the stand-down smokescreen for NORAD. They didn't talk about the drills they did years before that. They talk about the one drill that got canceled 5 months before 9/11. Now when somebody hears me talk about it, they go, oh, I already heard about that. That was just a mistake. See, it's all psychological warfare. Look, I said this. I'm not bragging. I read their own documents. That's why I'm freaked out here. And it's like I'm trying to explain to somebody, your neighbor's a killer. He's got dead bodies in the basements. I've seen them. Please listen to me. But because I sit up every night till hours and hours reading government documents. But understand, this is so important, people, that their program is out in the open. It is hell on earth. It is not my opinion. And that's how we're able to tell you what's going to be coming out in the news years before it does. Go ahead.
And in 2 years' time, they'll be all over the mainstream news. Will be national ID card, biometric passports. You can guarantee it, Alex.
It already is.
Yeah, but it's all being set up now, and it's all going to be introduced in a couple of years' time. I mean, in England, they're talking about introducing compulsory ID cards within 2 years.
Well, they're going to kill a bunch of people real soon in the West. And then we're going to sit there and watch the killers on the TV going, I told you so, do what I say from now on.
And they always say that we need the ID cards to prevent terrorism. But, of course, in Spain, they have ID cards at 14 years of age. And that didn't stop the Madrid bombing. So it actually encourages more government-sponsored terrorism because they accelerate the drive.
Our orders are wide open, but they're sticking a magnifying glass over our lives. Thanks for the call. Absolutely. Vance in Georgia. Go ahead, Vance.
Hey, Alex, just wanted to say thanks so much for all you do. I'm in radio myself, and you've really encouraged me over the last couple of years to really start talking about things that are going on. And I just want to say that I can attest to 911, The Road to Tyranny, what a great video it is, and how it really is the key that unlocked the door for me to start checking out the things going on around my world.
And what are the murdering psychopaths going to do when more of us wake up and start exposing them? We outnumber them. We have the power. All we need to do is take it in our hands.
And, Alex, he was talking about some of the mainstream sites. I was perusing around this morning, and I happened to go to WorldNet Daily, which I think typically is just a regular neocon website.
Oh, it is.
But Joseph Farah actually wrote an article today that said why Kerry will win, and he talks about how he can't vote for Bush either because Bush is obviously against the Constitution. That surprised me. It was just shocking to hear him say that. But I got to tell you, there are a lot of people that I'll say things to, like the recent ruling in Louisiana about the search warrants where cops don't need one, and just little news bits around the country. If you bring that to people's attention, they start to perk up. I mean, most people will say, well, you know what, it doesn't affect me because I haven't committed a crime. Well, you know what, it does affect you. And all this censorship, it all ties together, like the censorship with Howard Stern and everything. Christians think it's great, but all that does is prepare them for censorship for us, you know, for people that are good, for people that are spreading it.
Let me break that down. The fabulous point. For the last month, Michael Savage has been calling for the New York Times editor to be arrested. Now, we all know the New York Times editor is working with the globalist.
Oh, sure.
We all know he's a socialist, a big liberal, you know, a liar, a twister. But the point is, they're never going to arrest the New York Times editor. This is going to introduce the idea that for your speech you get arrested and it's good, while FEMA quietly trains all the police that it's for conservatives.
Yep.
So that's it.
It's amazing.
And I have no respect for Howard Stern. As soon as he got in trouble, he starts saying the government's behind 9/11 and going over all this.
Yeah,
you know, it's like a cockroach trying to, you know, escape.
Yeah, but I have no respect for him either. But the problem is they let him go on like this for 20 some odd years, and now all of a sudden, you know, they're going after him partially because of Bush and partially because of the election year. And I think
because it's a bone they can throw. If Bush is for open borders, gun control, campaign finance reform, arming China and North Korea, he's got to do some little tertiary thing like, I went after Howard Stern. Thanks for the call. It's a scapegoat. I mean, that's all it's about. And you're right. It's going to be used against us. It's nothing to do with Howard Stern. It's about introducing into the idea of government censorship of media. So Michael Savage has arrested the New York Times editor because he put a picture of somebody with a dead troop's shoes. And then Savage calls the guy subhuman and calls Iraqi subhuman. Nazi terminology is okay as long as it's being used against Arabs. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Canada. Mike, go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call once again, Alex. There's a video in 1998 that I got from the prophecyclub.com with Al Cuppett talking about the microchip, and I showed buddies that, and they're like, are you going to do that? And now that they've seen your videos and showing it all going on, I remind them of that video, and they're like, wow, oh my God.
That's where our power lies. One area of it is that we predict what's going to happen, we lay out the battle plans, people don't listen, then when it happens, they listen.
I'm going to send you a videotape. I already sent you a couple of things about the veterans in Canada going on right now. Did you see Fighting for Care Primetime Live about the vets?
I did hear about it. We already knew about the maggots eating their brains, tied down with rats gobbling them, no health care, just absolute hell upon earth.
Yeah, I was going to send you that because there's a few other things on there, newscasts.
We reported on the maggots eating a full meal of brains daily 3 years ago.
And one more thing.
By the way, I didn't see it, but I was told they did have the how we support the troops by feeding them the maggots. So was that in the TV show?
It was really late at night when I
had calls saying they did have the maggot meal part on there.
Yeah, they did show the maggots. Yeah,
the maggot meal. Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna send that to you.
By the way, it wasn't just Kansas City. We found articles all over the country. They call it a shutdown. They just tie the old guy down and let the maggots and rats enjoy themselves. That's how you support the troops. Thanks for the call. Of course, I'm not for that, but again, I'm an Al-Qaeda, according to them. If you don't support giving the troops to maggots and depleted uranium and deadly vaccines, you're evil. No matter how hellish it sounds, it's all true, okay? Let's go ahead and talk to, but again, I'm evil because I support the troops. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin in Texas. Kevin, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, great show. I'm not supporting any of this, but I did see something interesting last night on C-SPAN. The Senate Armed Service Committee was had that cartoon-looking Wolfowitz up and General Myers. And
General Myers that had NORAD stand down, who's been rewarded?
Oh, that's the one.
That's the one?
They're apparently, because of the renewed violence and all this unanticipated escalation, we're going to have a little bit of a budget shortfall over there. Looks like there might be a $50 billion gap that we're going to go ahead and need a supplemental for.
The $87 billion or the $200 billion they already spent wasn't enough for Halliburton.
Not quite enough, but I think what the next thing was that was interesting is that, you know, it's kind of interesting to watch these people have to spend what the alternative media is bombarding everyone with. And actually, Queen Hillary herself had to say, I had a guard unit approach me, the 422nd out of New York, that they're not being taken care of by the
but
VA.
But see, they have Hillary do it. Then, oh, it's the evil liberal. It must not be true. That's all theater.
You got it. But she went on to say that when that unit got to Iraq, they were teamed up with a Dutch unit who immediately deployed, people with radioactive Geiger counters and whatnot. And they said, this area isn't safe. We're leaving. And they wouldn't stay there, but the Americans did have to stay there. And while she was doing this questioning, she did have a letter come
stay
over.
Stay there.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Yeah, don't worry. Evil always is defeated. It'll implode on its own. But it'll crush a lot of us in the process. That's why we've got to deactivate it now. They won't have the former head of the Army who wrote the book on depleted uranium, who's documented how it's killing the troops. A lot of them have two rims radiation, which is enough to kill you. And our troops are staying in the old palaces that got bombarded with it and enjoying themselves. That's how you support them, is you let them breathe that when the Army's own manuals say it'll kill them. So, but then they have Hillary come out and talk about it, and, oh, it must not be true. She's talking about it. This is all part of the staged event. Go ahead and tell us more about it, Kevin.
Well, there was a little bit more to it, but I'll get to that. But between Hillary, I don't believe there was a single senator sitting there at the time between her and Warner and Levin, the chair, and suddenly a little letter came over to her from the side, and she glanced at it and threw it back down. But I think it was a back-off letter a little bit. But she went a little further. She said, we've got these troops went to the New York Daily News. They paid for them to do blood and urine and all these different analysis on them. And
yeah, we had Dr. Rocky on the day that broke 2 weeks ago.
And then she goes, well, we need a medical tracking system to be able to get baseline data on these troops before they
go
over.
And again, that will be the whitewash and it'll never be done.
Exactly. But she went on to talk about troops laying in beds at Fort Dix, not getting care. So, you know, don't worry, you military guys out there, or guys that are thinking about joining or being drafted, because Queen Hillary will be in your corner. She's got your
back.
That's
it. Thanks for the call, Kevin. Oh, man. The Simon Wiesenthal Center and the Associated Press says that talking about government involvement in 9/11 is code for racism, and they say that there's a lot of hate on the Internet, and if you talk about 9/11, you know, if you talk about how there were drills of flying planes in the buildings, which we told you 2 years ago, we shouldn't do that. It's code for racism. But Arnold says he loves Hitler and wants to be Hitler and screams that he hates black people in front of 2,000 people at a bodybuilding show and calls them the N-word over and over. They give him the big award. So who really loves Nazis? My goodness, if I was worshiping Hitler, I think they'd have a right to say something bad about me. But actually, they love people like that. So maybe that's my problem, is I don't like Hitler. I'm not being sarcastic here. I mean, this is how it works. Paul Watson's detailed report about the missile pod attack is on prisonplanet.com. You want the full details, go get that. It's very, very serious. This incredible animation exposing skull and bones, it's pretty scary. You need to go to infowars.com and prisonplanet.com, and please email it out and spread the word about it, because I'm really proud of it, the great work that one of our associates did. This Oklahoma City article, Oklahoma City bomb document, cites video of multiple suspects, and they have Danny Deffenbaugh, the retired FBI agent who ran the Oklahoma City probe. If it shows that what it says, then it would be significant, showing other Middle Eastern men. Of course, he worked for the CIA. But Danny Deffenbaugh said he was in Dallas the day of the attack. He drove up there to get there, and he was checked into the hotel room. It's now been confirmed. Oh, yeah, and the BATF was down the street when the bombing took place. Just an out-of-control article in the Associated Press. How long ago did we tell you about that? It's in my first film, made in 97, 2 years after the attack. We are flat out of time. This has been a great broadcast. I enjoyed all your calls. God bless you. We got to fight the draft. If you want to find out who's really behind 9/11, it is so important to have the facts. My videos, my books covered it. Ordered out of chaos. 9/11, Descent to Tyranny are the books. Eric Hupschmidt's videos, Painful Deceptions, Painful Questions, the book and the video. My book, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Part 2, The Masters of Terror. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure online shopping cart. That's Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Please get the videos. Please make copies. Please spread the word. And I think we're going to have a big announcement tomorrow. Something new we're going to be doing. So stay with us for that tomorrow, 11 to 2. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Now get out there and take on the New World Order.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides,
toxins, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.